好，我是佳佳。
Hello, I'm Joy.
欢迎收听家里家外。
Welcome to 家里家外。
好，愚人节马上就要到了。美国人是比较开朗的，崇尚幽默，平时呢也很喜欢开玩笑，所以每逢愚人节的时候都会开一些小玩笑。
Many Americans, especially the younger people, enjoy playing jokes on people on April Fool's Day.And this is not a holiday that Americans have time away from work or school. It's just a fun day to play jokes on people.
对，其实这一天是不放假的，我们就是开开玩笑啊，放松一下。所以我觉得，哎，是一个很好的节日。那趁着这个愚人节的到来呢，我们就想跟大家来聊一聊跟愚人节相关的一些话题，比如说怎么样去恶作剧啊，然后跟人开玩笑怎么说。
Great, so let's start today's show. And I'm
still believing. 哎，我们知道开玩笑是 playing jokes， 但是呢，如果说恶作剧，在愚人节的话，你想去整别人的话，会用哪个词呢？
In America, we have a phrase, pull a prank on someone. So an example of how to use prank would be,My coworker pulled a prank on me today.
Oh, so not me.
Yeah,
不是我
I actually used to have a coworker that used to pull pranks on me all the time. And I didn't like it.
好吧，哎，刚才我们提到了 playing jokes.但是在这里边要说的就是，如果只是 playing jokes， 这个时候呢，其实你可能是语言方面的，但是呢，还有一个叫 practical jokes。
Right.
这个应该是那个行为上的，对吧？
Right. So there's many different jokes you can, you know, do. And we're actually going to talk more about different kinds of jokes that people pull.
是。那我们刚才说了很多跟这个恶作剧有关的。那接下来呢，我们想聊一下，哎，一般美国人喜欢有什么样的恶作剧的方式呢？比如说在中国，我们经常会用的方式就是说，哦。你没系鞋带儿，其实你是系了，所以我们经常说 your shoes untied。
Mm-hmm.
嗯，
yes.
那在美国呢？
Well, in school, sometimes kids will tell their classmates that there's no class for that day, or there's no classes for that day. Or, sometimes in university, in different colleges.You know, many times people have a roommate or more than one roommate, and one roommate will play a joke on the other roommate by setting that person's alarm an hour back, and that ends up making the person late, right?
对、so. 你刚才说了 telling your classmates no class.但是我们在中国的时候，我们经常是 telling our teachers， 就说，哎，老师你走错教室了。对，所以呢，这个是不同的国家，但是我觉得这种开玩笑的方式是很像的。那还有没有一些其他的方式啊？
Well, I think this prank or joke is really funny. So when you slap a cream pie on someone's face.And this joke has been used many times on different TV shows and different movies. It's kind of like something funny to do to someone. It's a joke. So many times people will laugh when you see someone slap a cream pie on the other person's face.
我们过生日的时候会这样子，会在脸上抹奶油啊，这样子。然后我觉得在食物方面，中国比较喜欢就在啊。水里边会加一些，比如说 vinegar 醋 in the water， 或者是那个 add some mustard in the water。所以我觉得这个是中国人比较喜欢的方式。对，还有就是我们会送一些比较好玩的玩具哦，在美国应该有没有这种方式呢？
You know, and there's also I've seen this happen on different TV shows and movies.And even in real life, you'll have someone to give someone like a gift, and when that other person opens the gift, fake snakes or fake spiders pop out of the box. So, I mean, you can imagine, that's very scary. That would be very scary for me if someone gave me a box of fake snakes and they popped out of the gift box. Oh my gosh, it was so scary. I don't like snakes.
对，我以前收到过一份礼物，是一个 bottle， 但是里边有噗噗 in the bottle.
Here's a prompt gift. There are so many different people do crazy, the most craziest jokes.
嗯，是，哎，像你说的，在那个电视上面看到过的，以前有一段时间中国也很流行这种美国整人的节目嘛，就他们会在街上扔一个钱包，然后呢，钱包上面有一个就是很难看到的一根线，然后有人快捡到的时候，就会后面有人拽那个线，然后就看看那个人，弯腰捡了一次，然后没有捡到，然后又捡了一次，我觉得这种是。在以前那种整人节目当中经常会看到的，嗯，那还没有，有没有其他的一些方式呢？
Alright, so sometimes people will call a zoo on April Fool's Day, or maybe they'll even call an aquarium, and they will ask for Mr. Fish or Miss Lion.Which, I mean, wow, that's crazy. They'll say, oh my goodness.
我觉得那些工作人员呀，在动物园的或者在水族馆的都疯了，每天接到这么多可笑的一些电话。有一些在媒体上啊，比如说在电视上啊、报纸上啊，或者是在一些网站上啊，这一天发布的消息都不要去看，因为有很多都是假的。像前几年有一个短片，就是在愚人节那一天放出来的，然后就说在某个某个地方农民可以种出来意大利面，然后呢就会有人咨询，哎，怎么种啊？然后他们就说你把面条种下去，然后上面再放一些那个番茄酱，然后就可以长出来意大利面了。所以我觉得这个是很有意思的地方。嗯，对，我还听说那个一些比较大的公司也会参与进来，比如说 Google 这个公司，它每一年都会在愚人节的时候会发布一些产品，然后让人信以为真。有一年的时候，它就会有一个叫做 Spiritual Nose Test， 然后会说，哎，你点击这个键，你就可以闻到它的味道，然后很多人就会这样，然后就这样去闻，然后最后什么都闻不到。
Oh my goodness.
是，所以我觉得最有意思的就是不仅仅是 ordinary people， 就很多大的这个 corporation 啊，或者是media， 它都会参与进来。这个就是 April Fools 它比较好玩的地方。嗯
，interesting. And then another thing, another joke that we would like to share about is.In America, usually the president releases a funny video from the White House on April Fool's Day.
真的吗？
You know, I didn't even know this. I didn't know the president usually released a funny video on April Fool's Day. And honestly, sometime this week, I'm gonna go and check out some of these funny videos on the computer, on the internet. Because I would like to see some of these funny.April Fool videos from the White House. Seems interesting.
是，所以呢，那就是我们刚才讲了有很多的整人的一些小技巧，而且是涉及到方方面面。然后呢，其实整人的乐趣呢，就是如果你识破了他在整你，这就没劲了。所以如果是你中招了，然后经常他们会说哪个词呢？如果你被整到了
，And they'll say gotcha.Gotcha means I'm joking, I'm not really serious, it was a joke. So we use the phrase, the word gotcha to let the other person know this is not real.
是，那 gotcha 它的拼写就是 G-O-T-C-H-A， 它是怎么来的呢？它是从口语的 got to 来的。当然我也听过有人会说 April Fool。
Right, so when I say got you, I'm kind of saying, oh, yes, this isn't for real, and I really was joking. Yeah, so don't be worried, this is not for real. This is false, you know.
对，不过其实愚人节的时候说 gotcha, 这个会更常用，更地道一点。所以呢，在节目的最后呢，我们希望，哎，愚人节嘛，我们就把它看成一个开玩笑的节日，大家比较开心的节日。但是呢，还是要提醒大家 ，Don't fall for April Fool's pranks。
Right.
对，尽量不要上当。
Yeah. So I would say be on your guard on April 1st, which is April Fool's Day. Because there may be some people that try to play jokes on you.
是，我们是可以开开小玩笑，但是呢，尽量不要去做 April Fool。好，那今天的节目就到这里，喜欢就关注家里家外吧，感谢你的收听，下次见咯。
All right, I'll see you next time.